just wondering, what's the point? Would it make any difference at all if I never existed? How can we sleep at night when there's so much suffering in the world?
Blacka, you know how we do it, man. This is Kelvin Chaser on The Rush, man. I'm back with another episode of the Choosy Tuesday edition, man. And on today's topic, we're going to talk about melancholic thoughts. You know what I'm saying, man. All those deep despair, the guilt, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Everything that is so heavy on your chest that starts to go into your mind and you start thinking about worst things that could probably happen, man. You know what I'm saying? And talking about melancholic thoughts, man, you know, that one of those people that don't know how to communicate about their feelings. You know what I'm saying? We keep so much to ourselves, and we just don't know how to say. And then all we do is you know, think about why is the purpose, what's the purpose of being alive and all of that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going through a lot of things, and then we just be self-reliant about it. You know what I'm saying? We just feel like nobody can help us and things like that. When I'm saying we, I'm talking about half of today's generation. You know what I'm talking about? This youth, half of us are suffering from melancholic depression, even though we may not realize it. It's just something that is happening, you know what I'm saying. And so for today's episode, I did a little thing, and I'm sorry for not posting an episode on Friday. I was busy with trying to communicate with you on music. You know, I was busy making an EP playlist, you know, just talking about melancholic thoughts. It's out now on my YouTube channel at Kelvin Chaser Music, so you can just check it out and feel how I talk about my melancholic thoughts. You know what I'm talking about. I did that EP specifically for today's episode. You know what I'm saying, and so that we can talk about it, so that you can feel how I am expressing my feelings, because the best way for me to express my feelings is on beats and sounds and kicks and all of those instrumentals. You know what I'm saying? That's how I best describe how I'm feeling. You know, I just can't talk about it and expect the best out of it, you know, for you to understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about? So please check out that playlist, and let's talk about let's talk about melancholic thoughts, guys. You know, for those who are asking themselves, what is melancholic thoughts? You know what I'm saying? What kind of things do a melancholic person be like? You know what I'm talking about? Those kind of things. So, you know, like, what a person who's melancholic, like who's experiencing melancholic depression, you know, you often feel like extreme despair and guilt. You know what I'm talking about? You'll be wondering why things ain't going well for you, maybe at work, at school, in a relationship, in your career, and everything you want to get possibly doesn't work out, because, you know, like, you think about maybe you're not doing it right, but the very same things that you're trying to do, when another person do it, they succeed so well that you start to ask yourself, what's the point of you doing that thing? But knowing deep down that it's something that you want, you know what I'm saying? Knowing deep down it's something that you also want to have, you know, like you lust it, you want it, you need it. But in the same time, when you try to do it or when you try to get it, it doesn't happen. You know what I'm talking about? So you just feel despair, extreme despair and guilt. And when I'm saying guilt is, whereby you start to feel guilty of some certain things from the start, that why did you do it knowing that you're gonna fail? You know what I'm talking about? You know, you struggle to feel happiness. Even when good things happen in your life, you be like so difficult to be happy about it because you waited so long. You know, sometimes Sorry. You know, sometimes they say when you want something and then you struggle. Sorry, what the fuck is happening? You struggle so much to get it. When you get it, they expect you to be happy, you know. You know, sometimes it ain't about that. You know, you just feel like you've waited for the thing for too long. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You just waited for it for too long. And then even though you're in the process of being melancholic and all of that, you know, your thoughts start coming, kicking in. You start feeling that pressure on your chest. Your heart is start, you know what I'm talking about. Your heart just starts being broken, you know what I'm saying? And it becomes heavy on your chest, that it starts going to your head, and then you start talking about, you know, suicide, and ask yourself, why are you living? And, you know, having those kind of thoughts, you know what I'm saying? And you just like, it's like too, you it becomes so difficult for you to, you know, to talk to people. You know, you just like, you feel like you are being singled out in a crowd. You know, it's like, even though if someone else wants to come in and help you on that, you feel like, no, what's the point? You feel like, what's the point of that person helping you, knowing that it's gonna fail? You know what I'm talking about? Knowing that it's gonna fail, and then what's the point of doing it anyway? You just like count on yourself. You just be self-reliant. You know what I'm talking about? You just like rely on yourself. You just feel like nobody can ever help you on things like that. You know what I'm saying? You just like me. You become analytical and detail oriented. You know what I'm saying? You know, you think, you are a deep thinker, you are a deep feeler. You know, you are an introvert. You just avoid being singled out in a crowd. So you just like pin yourself and try to be alone at all times, because you feel like nobody can connect with you. You know, that personality, like I said, leads to being self-reliant, you know. And then for those people, for people like that, you just feel so much. And then when you see another person going through some shit, you just be thoughtful, you know, reserved, and often more anxious about it, because you know what it feels like to experience such things like that. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard for you to be happy like other people. You know what I'm talking? As much as it may seem that you are happy, putting a front in all of that, you know, trying to act happy and all of that, you know, but deep down you know that shit is not going right. You know what I'm talking about? You just feel like nothing is ever going right for you. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you just, you know that you are melancholic when you start to be like, when you have persistent feelings of sadness for a long time of period, which most of us are going through that. You know what I'm talking about? You start to lose interest in activities that were once enjoyable, you know, have lack of energy or feeling fatigued, you know, feeling anxious or irritable, you know, eating too much or too little, sleeping too much or too little, experiencing changes in your body movements, you know, difficulty concentrating, making decisions and remembering things that you're not supposed to remember. You know what I'm saying? Thinking or talking about death or suicide, you know, suicide attempt. Some people do that. I'm not saying I do that. Worst case scenario, I will never think about killing myself, you know, or committing suicide. I will never. But out there, people are going through those things, you know. Those things, you know, like sometimes you just like, when I made research about melancholic depression and all of that, they say that you may lose, you may have a loss of pleasure in all or most like daily activities, or lack of reactivity to positive news and events, deep feeling of despair and worthlessness. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, sleep disruptions, you start to be, you struggle with sleeping, you know. Every time you sleep, you just like, when you close your eyes, you just see worst case scenario things, or think about worst case scenario things. You know, as much as I hate to be that, I like, most of the time, you know, my friend always asks me, why do you sleep late? And I always tell her, I don't know, man. It's those things, you know, you struggle sleeping, or when you're sleeping, you just wake up too many times. You know what I'm saying? You struggle sleeping, man. Like me, if I don't sleep around 10 or 11 or 12, man. I sleep around like 12, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., you know, because I'm trying to cut my sleep short, you know. Significant weight loss is one of them. You know what I'm talking about? Persistent feelings of excessive or inappropriate guilt. You start to feel guilty and all of that. You know what I'm talking about? Things like that. So like, for things like this, you just, sometimes you don't know what to do, really. And sometimes it may be very hard for you to talk to someone, you know, because you, like, you ask yourself too many things. You ask yourself, what's the point of talking to someone, knowing that nothing is gonna be, or nothing is gonna change, you know what I'm talking about? But you know what they say, man, God will always walk you through your worst and darkest fears. He will always be there, man. Like, every time when that shit happens to me, I'm just like, you know, just wake up and pray, and, you know, ask forgiveness from God, and ask for guidance, and ask for advice, and like that. Yeah, you communicate with God as much as you. Some people may ask, how do you exactly do that? You know, it's like having a normal conversation with your friend. You just have that normal conversation with God. You know what I'm talking about? It doesn't necessarily mean that when you talk to God, it's like praying, you know, being on your knees and closing your eyes and praying. Yeah, you can still do that. I still do that, you know. But sometimes you just gotta, like, on my worst deep melancholic moments, you know, just like sit and zone out and start talking to myself, as much as it may seem like it. But to me, I feel like I'm not talking to myself. I'm just talking to God, man. And it's like, after you talk to God, some revelations start coming out, man. You start feeling like relieved, you know. That's how I feel like. I start feeling relieved, and you know, some of those thoughts start going away for that moment. You know what I'm talking about? Because I felt like I the only person who gotta talk to as God and myself, and try to fix it. You know, as much as it may be difficult to talk to someone, but at least when you are alone, not literally alone, but when you are with God in that moment, you may get so many things out of your chest, so many things out of what you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? It may be difficult to be happy sometimes, man. And then for some things like that, you just, sometimes it becomes so hard to like, even though when you're with a group of people, they having fun, but it's just, you just don't feel the moment, you know. You just don't feel the moment, and you feel like neglected. You know what I'm saying? Like, the main reason for melancholies and neglect is that it often been connected to, closely, or even equated with sadness or depression. Like I'm saying, melancholy is easy to lump together with these emotions, and you know, you just feel empty sometimes. That's what I'm saying. And when you feel like that, you just need someone. It's like you don't want to talk, but in the same time, you just need someone to be there for you. You know what I'm talking about? You just need someone to be there for you. It's like you just want someone to see what you are going through. And sometimes it may be difficult for someone to ask you what's going on. Like, sometimes you don't need someone to say what's going on. You just need someone to just tell you that, everything is gonna be okay, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's sometimes that's all you need. You just need someone to take you out of what you're thinking. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like being so much or being alone many times, you know, sometimes it can, you know, mess with your mind. That's why people start taking their lives, and you know, because they think about the worst case scenario. Like that very same moment, they ask themselves, why am I alone when other people are enjoying out there? And then when you try to go out there, you start not feeling part of that, and then you go back to being alone and still ask yourself, why am I alone? What's the point of me being alive? You know what I'm talking about? And then when it's like that, some people just come to a conclusion whereby they just tell themselves that, you know what, I feel like I'm not needed in this earth. You know what I'm talking about? So I might as well be dead. Maybe the world would be a better place without me, you know. And that's it. A person just takes their life, drink pills or drug themselves to death, you know, shoot themselves, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you just have to find help. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about this because, like, there are many people who are going through worse that we don't see. Even though sometimes I'm going through worse things, but it ain't as worse as how other people are handling it. You know what I'm saying? I have people that I talk to, you know. I have people that I'm talking to. Like I'm saying, sometimes I'm talking to God, well, all the time. And like, if I don't really and literally know what to do, I just talk to my friend. I just talk to my moms. You know what I'm talking about? You know. And sometimes I just feel relieved, and you know, that I talked about it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just feel relieved that I talked about it. And yeah, things like that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, some people just have melancholic situations, not because they chose to, or sometimes it may be of their past experience. You know what I'm saying? You know, personal or family history or relationship history. You struggle so much to get over things. You know what I'm saying? You struggle so much to get over things that happen to you, or happen to someone you loved, or happen between you and someone. You know what I'm saying? You just can't get over it, man. Your personal life just start haunting on you. You know what I'm saying? It's very difficult for you to overpass those things. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So like, when you're going through such things, you just like want to talk about it. You don't want to go to someone and say, yo, this is what I'm going through, this and this. You just want just a person to come to you and say, yo bro, what is going on? Talk to me and all of that. Even though at first you may close your feelings to yourself, you know. I say, even though you may not reveal, but you know, they say talk therapy always works. You know, expressing your feelings, identifying unhealthy thoughts, learn how to solve your problems and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Exercising, avoiding recreational drugs and alcohol. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, it's not like I'm laughing, but sometimes you just like, you know, become a drug addict. You just drink so much alcohol and drugs because they help you like forget about some things, you know. Like I'm saying, things that can help you do is get plenty of sleep. Just try to get plenty of sleep, you know. Implementing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing and meditation. Yeah, as much as it may sound crazy, but sometimes I meditate. Yeah, you know, just listen to siren music. Listen to the nature, listen to sea, whales, you know, like just play it on my headphones and just listen, you know, just listen. And it becomes better, you know, or like it's like it takes you from the world and lets you be in the world, you know what I'm saying? Lets you be part of the nature, part of the world, like the roots of being, you know, wanted and all of that things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm even getting in my feels right now, because like this is it's a heavy thing, you know. It's a heavy thing to experience, you know what I'm talking about, especially when you are alone. You know, it's a heavy thing to experience and all of that. It's even a heavy thing to talk about, but because when you start talking about, you start thinking about whoever is literally going through that, and with them it's times 10 than what you're feeling, you know. You start to feel for those people, like I'm saying, you start to be thoughtful and all of that, you know. You start to be thoughtful and all of that, and then you feel like you want to help them. Like most of the time, you know, I struggle with, like, it doesn't sit well with me when somebody comes to me and asks for help and then I can't help them in any given way. Like I just can't, you know, I just can't. I ask myself so many questions that person saw me as the fit person to help them, but in that case they didn't get the help they expected, you know. They counted on me, and then it's like me letting them down, you know what I'm saying? I didn't deliver the help that they needed, you know. Not that I didn't want to, but I couldn't, like in any given way, I couldn't help those people. And after that, when you really think about it, it just messes you up, because you be thinking about what did that person end up doing, or you know, you just, it becomes traumatic to you, you know what I'm saying? That how did they solve their problems, because I couldn't help them, you know. And what if whoever they went to next told them the very same thing that I told them? I can't help you, you know. Sometimes you just gotta think of, you know, praying for that very same person you can help to succeed in getting that help, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we may think that people are asking for things because they want it. No, sometimes they ask for it because they need it, you know what I'm talking about? As much as it may seem that that person is not that very much convincing about the help that they need, you know what I'm saying? The things like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you just gotta just consider helping someone, you know. Just give, you know, and God will expand your life, gift you with things that you never suspected that you will be gifted with, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. And yeah, like that. So I just want to say that whoever is going through melancholic depression, you know, just get help, man. Talk to someone. If you can't talk to someone, talk to your God, talk to someone, talk to your moms, talk to your friend, and maybe things will get better from it, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's just so much, man. It's heavy on the chest, man. Like I'm saying, man, like get help, you know what I'm saying? And if like leave a comment, just tell me what are your deepest melancholic moments, your deepest despair and guilt. Let's talk about it, man. I'm offering my ears to talk about it and to help you, you know, to help you with what I can. And I'm just hoping not to say that I can help you when that thing is like way too much for me, or is something that I can handle, but I'm willing to help you get help, you know what I'm saying? I'm willing, because I know what it feels like to be alone and to feel neglected. I know what it feels like to, you know, just be self-oriented and feel that so much despair and guilt, you know. I know what it feels like. So, like, just drop in my inbox, you know, in my social media or in my Instagram or in my Twitter, you know, just or even here, leave a message, comment on Anchor website, on my podcast RSS, and you can also drop a message on my Spotify profile, you know what I'm saying, and can talk about it. Or you can leave a message or contact me on my podcast website blog at The Rush with Kelvin Chase at www.therushwithkelvinchaser.wordpress.com. you know, scroll down to the end of the, you know, the page, and then don't scroll too fast, and then you'll see where it says, you know, leave a message or contact. You know, just leave a message. I would be gladly to review and also contact you back. Leave me with your contacts and your social media handles, and I'll be happy to get back to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know what it feels like. I won't lie about it. You know what I'm saying? Just to make you feel better, or you know what I'm saying, man. Anyway, I feel like I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't, you know, but I had to talk about it in the same time, man. So, you know, this episode, it really helped me about for talking about it, you know. Like, it's not the typical normal episode that has that intro and all of that jingles and all of that, man. You know, I just didn't have that time. I just wanted to talk about it and get done with, because as much as I'm talking about it, it is as much as it hurts. You know what I'm talking about. And even mixing it on this, you know, I just didn't have that time to do all of those things. You know what I'm talking about. I just wanted to keep it real with you and keep it 100. And you know what I'm saying. Yeah, man, just The Rush with Kelvin Chaser again. This is the Tuesday edition. And this is The Rush, man. This is The Rush, man. See you on Friday. And I just hope Friday will be a happy, happy Friday. I hope that we'll get freaky as usual, man. And I just want to say thank you for listening to me. And thank you for reaching out. And, you know, just thank yourself for being alive. And thank you for being alive, and thank you for not trying to commit suicide and all of that, man. I'm out. This is The Rush, baby. This is The Rush. Thank you.